7 o'clock. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the January 18th meeting of the Kirkwood City Council. I ask everyone to please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Councilmember Litso is not with us tonight, so we will proceed with the roll call accordingly.
Yes, Your Honor. Mayor Griffin?
Here.
Councilmember Edmond?
Here.
Councilmember Litso is absent. Councilmember Sears?
Here.
Councilmember Ward?
Here.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Here.
Councilmember Dewey?
Here.
We will proceed directly to public comments.
All right. The public comments portion of the meeting is an opportunity for the City Council to listen to comments from citizens. It is not a question and answer session, and the City Council will not respond to comments or answer questions during this period. The mayor may refer any matter brought up to the City Council to the Chief Administrative Officer or City Clerk if action is needed.
Do we have anyone wishing to speak?
No, Your Honor.
Okay. All right. We will move on to our consent agenda. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Old Business Bill 10610.
Mayor and Council, this is an ordinance appropriating $50,000 from the Sewer Lateral Program Fund Balance to account number 207-5701-410.31.10 for the Sewer Lateral Program.
Questions or comments? Roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin?
Yes.
Councilmember Edmond?
Yes.
Councilmember Sears?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Yes.
Councilmember Dewey?
Yes.
Bill passes. Bill 10611.
Council, this is an ordinance transferring funds from a water department account, appropriating funds from the electric fund balance, accepting the proposal of Plant & Moran PLLC to perform ERP project management consulting services for an amount not to exceed $89,560, and authorizing and directing the mayor to enter into a contract.
Any questions or comments? Roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin?
Yes.
Councilmember Edmond?
Yes.
Councilmember Sears?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Yes.
Councilmember Dewey?
Yes.
Bill passes. Go to the order of new business, Bill 10612.
Mayor and Council, this is an ordinance appropriating multiple subdivision code waivers to permit the adjustment of boundary lines between lots 19 and 20, and part of Lot 21 in Block 7 of Ridgeview-Scholmeyer re-subdivision of Manchester Edition, recorded in Book 20, page 44, and known as 1142 Folger Avenue, 1144 Folger Avenue, and 1148 Folger Avenue, subject to certain conditions.
Is there a motion for approval?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Bill 10, Resolution 10-2018.
Mayor and Council, this is a resolution approving an amended final site plan for Kirkwood Crossing, a B5 planned commercial development for a building addition and parking lot alterations on the property known as 1125 South Kirkwood Road.
Is there a motion for approval?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any questions or comments? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin?
Yes.
Councilmember Edmond?
Yes.
Councilmember Sears?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Yes.
Councilmember Dewey?
Yes.
Resolution passes.
I did have a question.
Oh.
This is the old Petro.
It is still Petco.
Right.
Yes.
Soon to be the old Petco.
Yeah. Yes.
Nothing from the consent agenda. Any city council reports?
I have something. I would just like to recognize and congratulate the Special Business District on their e-circulator program, the ECAB, the electric circulator, that we saw, downtown during the holiday season, taking people to parking spaces and and picking them up. This was actually entirely planned and funded by the Special Business District. I've gotten a lot of thank yous from citizens who think that the city was responsible for it. So I'd just like to be sure that people really give credit to our downtown merchants for making this commitment to improving both the parking situation and the general ambiance. Donna had so many compliments on it, and she said for the first time during a holiday season, she didn't hear a single complaint about the parking. So there's a little report that they generated, you know, on how many rides they gave and, you know, what hours were most successful. But they've allocated some money for their coming budget to continue part of it. And I think, you know, it's something we'll probably be thinking about is, you know, what we can do in the future to use this, you know, to help downtown and maybe expand it, you know, as things change here.
Yeah.
So that's just congrats to Donna and all our businesses.
Yeah, well, thanks for bringing that to everyone's attention. There were a lot of thank yous to the city, and there was a lot of explaining. Really, it was a business district.
I said you're welcome.
I was right there with you, Bob.
Not surprising. Okay.
Can I say something else?
Sure you can.
Just thanks to everybody for who participated in the Martin Luther King celebration. It was the fourth year. I think it's the most people who've ever attended. Yeah. And you know, a lot of people put a lot of work into it, various organizations, as well as the city and Meacham Park Neighborhood Improvement Association and the school district who sponsored it, but a lot of other people showed up. And it was a good time to get together and be grateful and, you know, look forward to continuing to improve.
Great. Thank you. Anything else? All right. Chief Administrative Officer report.
I don't have anything at this time, Mayor.
City Attorney report.
Why?
City Clerk report.
Yes, Your Honor. I have the report of the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. At the January 17th, 2018 meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission, the following action was taken. The commission recommended approval of a special use permit and site plan for the construction of an 8-space parking lot in a residential district at 620 North Geyer Road, adjacent to the Geyer Dental Group at 610 North Geyer Road. A public hearing will be scheduled. The commission recommended approval of amendments to the special use permit and site plan for Greenbrier Hills Country Club at 12665 Big Bend to replace the existing patio and construct a new patio and covered roof bar structure. A public hearing will be scheduled. The commission recommended approval of amendments to the special use permit and site plan for Waterway Gas and Wash at 10850 Manchester Road to expand the existing car wash and gas station onto the vacant adjacent property at 10854 Manchester Road. A public hearing will be scheduled. And after a presentation for amendments to the special use permit and site plan for BP at 10901 Manchester Road for an addition to the building, a subcommittee consisting of Commissioners Mallinckrodt and Otten was appointed. A subcommittee meeting at the site was scheduled for January 25th at 7:30 a.m.
Thank you. I failed at the beginning to thank Deputy City Clerk Lori Ashe for filling in tonight. Thank you. Next meeting of City Council will be 7 p.m. on Thursday, February 1st. This meeting is adjourned.